Welcome to the Daily Wog podcast from Walk Through the Bible. Before we get to today's episode, we've got a free gift for you. Walk Through the Bible exists to help people live God's Word, and we have a brand new resource that can help. Our new book, Chosen, When God Calls Your Name, is available to our podcast listeners for free. Go to walkthrough.org/free. That's walkthru.org/free to get your free copy. Now, here is today's Daily Walk podcast. Today's Daily Walk devotion comes from Hosea chapters 7 and 8. Israel's sin remains the focus of Hosea's prophecy. The nation's iniquity is like a raging fire. Her rebellion has weakened her to the point of spiritual stupor. She is beyond realizing who God is or what He has done for her. For this idolatrous, sin-riddled nation, there can be only one verdict: exile. Now, let's listen to Hosea chapters 7 and 8.
Hosea 7. Whenever I would heal Israel, the sins of Ephraim are exposed, and the crimes of Samaria revealed. They practice deceit, thieves break into houses, bandits rob in the streets, but they do not realize that I remember all their evil deeds. Their sins engulf them. They are always before me. They delight the king with their wickedness, the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, burning like an oven whose fire the baker need not stir from the kneading of the dough till it rises. On the day of the festival of our king, the princes become inflamed with wine, and he joins hands with the mockers. Their hearts are like an oven. They approach him with intrigue. Their passion smolders all night. In the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven. They devour their rulers. All their kings fall, and none of them calls on me. Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is a flat loaf not turned over. Foreigners sap his strength, but he does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice. Israel's arrogance testifies against him. But despite all this, he does not return to the Lord his God or search for him. Ephraim is like a dove, easily deceived and senseless, now calling to Egypt, now turning to Assyria. When they go, I will throw my net over them. I will pull them down like the birds in the sky. When I hear them flocking together, I will catch them. Woe to them, because they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, because they have rebelled against me. I long to redeem them, but they speak about me falsely. They do not cry out to me from their hearts, but wail on their beds. They slash themselves, appealing to their gods for grain and new wine, but they turn away from me. I trained them and strengthened their arms, but they plot evil against me. They do not turn to the Most High. They are like a faulty bow. Their leaders will fall by the sword because of their insolent words. For this they will be ridiculed in the land of Egypt. Hosea 8. Put the trumpet to your lips. An eagle is over the house of the Lord. Because the people have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law, Israel cries out to me, "Our God, we acknowledge you." But Israel has rejected what is good. An enemy will pursue him. They set up kings without my consent. They choose princes without my approval. With their silver and gold, they make idols for themselves to their own destruction. Samaria, throw out your calf idol. My anger burns against them. How long will they be incapable of purity? They are from Israel. This calf, a metal worker has made it. It is not God. It will be broken in pieces, that calf of Samaria. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no head. It will produce no flower. Were it to yield grain, foreigners would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now she is among the nations, like something no one wants. For they have gone up to Assyria, like a wild donkey wandering alone. Ephraim has sold herself to lovers. Although they have sold themselves among the nations, I will now gather them together. They will begin to waste away under the oppression of the mighty king. Though Ephraim built many altars for sin offerings, these have become altars for sinning. I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something foreign. Though they offer sacrifices as gifts to me, and though they eat the meat, the Lord is not pleased with them. Now he will remember their wickedness and punish their sins. They will return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten their maker and built palaces. Judah has fortified many towns, but I will send fire on their cities that will consume their fortresses.
Here is our Daily Walk devotional thought for today. A bird lies fluttering on the ground, injured. You respond to this pitiful sight by reaching out to try and help. Instead of recognizing your intent, the bird jerks free in a frantic effort to escape. You are the only one who can help, and yet the bird refuses your assistance, perhaps at the cost of its life. Well, how foolish or how wasteful, you say. Yet, that is precisely how God's people responded to his overtures. I long to redeem them, the Lord said, but Israel refused. Chapter 7, verse 13. And blinded by sin and devoured by wickedness, the children of Israel rejected God's gracious offers, and it grieved God's heart. Instead of compassion, he was forced to extend a hand of chastening, punishment in place of pardon, exile rather than encouragement. Are you grieving the Lord today by your stubborn refusal to respond to his grace? Pinpoint a bad habit, an unchecked passion, or a persistent sin that is saddening your Lord. Then remember the illustration of the injured bird. The choice is up to you. Yield to God's love before you feel his hand of discipline. Thank you for joining us today for the Daily Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our life-changing journey through the Bible in a year. Love this episode of the Daily Walk podcast? We'd love for you to rate and give us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Make sure you subscribe so you won't miss an episode as we walk through God's Word together. For more resources to help you live God's Word, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.